Hi, I'm Yusuf Zine. My latest TVO Today podcast is on how a Canadian ends up in a Chinese prison and if he's even alive. Listen and subscribe to Extradition. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Help TVO create a better world through the power of learning. Visit TVO.org and make a tax-deductible donation today.
Jane Goodall is such a standalone example of this power of positivity.
Jane Goodall's 90th birthday is April the 3rd.
I'm only a year younger than Jane Goodall, and she has been an inspiration to me for my whole life.
Nothing is impossible. Main hope, the young people. They have a different outlook. They're beginning to understand. They're taught environmentalism from tiny ages.
I think she's inspired so many scientists, period, but especially women and girl scientists. I wasn't someone who grew up thinking I would be a wildlife biologist, in contrast to Jane Goodall, but I always cared so much about the environment. And so as I got older and became aware of Jane and her work, I have become more and more enamored with her and her past. That she had it in her mind as a kid to be a wildlife biologist and I didn't, generations later, is astounding. It really speaks to her as an individual and her ability to have this just amazing imagination for what was possible for her life. And I admire it a great deal, and that she's kept this passion alive and continued doing outreach throughout her life is a huge inspiration to me and my own work.
Giving hope, especially to youth. I think that's my main job now, because if we lose hope, and so many people have, then we may as well give up. And as I travel everywhere, I meet so many amazing people doing so many incredible things that I have to have hope that we can somehow get out of this mess.
Jane Goodall is such a standalone example of this power of positivity and the power of just being a fantastic role model, doing what you love with humanity and with intention, and that being passed on just by, you know, being yourself and doing good work. I think she's inspired so many scientists, period, but especially women and girl scientists for what they are capable of. It's really astounding and speaks to the importance of being hopeful and positive in your messaging.
If you don't inspire a 10-year-old to believe that they can make a difference, then you're failing in your communication. You must leave a sense of hope. You must leave a feeling that indeed something can be done if we work together.
One thing that I love to hear from my students, we debate lots of controversial conservation topics. They'll often tell me that they brought it home to their families and talked about it at dinner and got into an argument about it. And to me, that's just the, I don't know, most impact I can have, that it goes beyond the classroom and becomes a discussion in real life that potentially would motivate positive change, or again, people to act as a collective toward some greater goal.
I have no time for negative thoughts, and any students that I've taught, we don't go there. That doesn't mean it's not there. It means that we've got to continue that positive way of thinking. But the problem is that right now it's in the wrong place.
Making change is going to be much harder if you don't feel like there's hope. You won't make a change if you think it's hopeless. You'll let it be. So somehow we want to communicate hope and urgency. This is important, and it's important now, but it's not hopeless.
Old white-haired guys like me don't just need to communicate the facts to decision makers and politicians, but the stories of hope, like Jane Goodall has been speaking about.
I have found so many avenues of inspiration in my own life. You know, I have a career that's devoted to studying global change, which can be depressing, but I also interact every day with students who care very much about the future of the environment, future of the planet. I'm very, in my current moment, inspired by those stories. But also, you know, coming up as a student myself, I had lots of teachers and professors who inspired me. Jane Goodall being a great example of a just an incredibly inspirational scientist. One of the early women in field science, which, you know, I did my PhD in the Brazilian Amazon out in sort of the frontier of agriculture. So putting yourself out there as a young person in the field can be really scary, and have always been inspired by her bravery to do it, you know, very much more alone than I was asked to do in my own work. But also she has brought a real humanity to biology and conservation that I also think is one way we can bring people to care. The fact that she named her chimps rather than calling them by a number, even those just are showing how much she loved and cared about her study system, I think is a way we can bring a warmth to science, which can sometimes feel cold and quantitative. And also conservation as a discipline, in contrast to lots of fields of science actually, has an underpinning of ethics. You won't act on behalf of biodiversity unless you first agree that biodiversity is good. And so I think bringing that sort of like humanness of philosophy is also inspirational and something I want to pass on to my students. I really hope that we can all kind of come together about how much we love and care for the world all around us and act on behalf of the natural world. And in that frame, if there's not something going on in your community, start something. You know, this is Jane Goodall again is a great example of this. Start an organization tied to Jane Goodall's larger umbrella organization. She has this Roots and Shoots organization that's encouraging local youth to get involved and form their own branches of organizations that do good for the environment. I love that idea. Just organize a cleanup at a park. People love to come out on a sunny day. They love to bring their kids and participate in both stewardship and community.
There's so much you can do. Every day you can do something. Don't think that the little things you do don't make a difference. They do, because it's not just you. It's a growing number of millions and millions of people around the globe who care, who do see problems with their eyes and feel them in their hearts, just like you do. And together, we can make this a better world. Because for our children, grandchildren, and theirs, we must.
The Agenda with Steve Paikin is made possible through generous philanthropic contributions from viewers like you. Thank you for supporting TVO's journalism.